An intention is not an expectation. Harmony and expectations cannot coexist. An intention does not depend on what others do, but an expectation does. When others do as you expect, you are pleased, and when they do not, you feel disappointed, betrayed, or devalued. Relationships are intimate arenas in which you encounter frightened parts of your personality and frightened parts of the personalities of others. Harmony is the intention to heal. How you express integrity is important. If you need to become angry in order to say no, or reject before you can be rejected, you cannot create harmony. Harmony requires the ability to say no, yes, or perhaps, with the intention of creating a caring, constructive, and joyful relationship. Some circumstances call for a direct or blunt response, while in others, a more gentle communication is appropriate. When your intention is to create harmony, you become like a deeply rooted tree that can stand in the strongest wind. You do not hold expectations, but rather you do what you do because you have chosen that course for yourself. Harmony requires courage. For example, if you care for another, you will not allow him to speak to you disrespectfully. Even though looking the other way or making excuses for him may appear to be the easier route. Speaking from your heart, without judgment and without expectation, is not always easy. At other times, the intention to create harmony without speaking is appropriate. At all times, courage and integrity are required. Several years before we met, Linda was in a relationship with a man named Tom. They saw each other as often as possible for 2 years. He was an artist and had traveled the world. He was English, and she loved his accent. She was fascinated and in love. Everything changed dramatically when an acquaintance, whom she met at the same time she met Tom, came to visit. She had not seen the woman for 2 years, and the acquaintance did not know of Linda's relationship with Tom. Before Linda could tell her, the acquaintance began to share news of her life and mutual friends. In passing, she mentioned that Tom had recently ended an engagement to another woman. Linda was too shocked to speak. She had never felt pain of such intensity, especially in her solar plexus and chest areas. If she had not known its cause, she might have thought she was dying. She did not tell the acquaintance about Tom or the shame she was feeling, and the acquaintance left unaware of the relationship.